You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by The Indian Express and The Financial Express. Let's begin. Falling operating profits and a rising interest bill could make it harder for mid-sized and smaller companies to service their loans. In the September quarter, the operating profits for a set of 82 mid-cap firms dropped to ₹46,668 crore from ₹53,931 crore in the June quarter. At the same time, the interest bill went up. This has driven down the interest coverage ratio to 2.62 from 4.13 at the end of March, though the ratio is much better than the pre-COVID level of 1.92 in December 2019. The story is similar for smaller firms where, for a set of 662 entities, the operating profit declined to ₹79,639 crore from ₹90,913 crore in the June quarter, while the interest expenses have risen. That has sent the ICR down to 2.69 at the end of September from 3.42 in March. Again, this is better than the 2.09 in December 2019. The ICR is an indication of the ability of a company to service the interest on its books. Meanwhile, in a major setback to Future Group, the Supreme Court on Thursday said the Singapore International Arbitration Centre can go ahead with the arbitration proceedings filed by e-commerce major Amazon against the retail firm. In a strongly worded response to the plea of Future Group's counsel, seeking a deferral till the Delhi High Court pronounced its order in the matter, Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud said, "The intention of your client is to defeat the arbitration. Your client is stultifying the order of the Apex Court. As the CJI, I am concerned. All ploys by well-heeled parties to delay the arbitration proceeding. Your client is trying to be too clever by half." He further said, "Future Group has filed more than 200 petitions to stall the proceedings. This is an international arbitration. Is this how the courts of this country will bring repute to the process? Global India must maintain the sanctity of international arbitral proceedings. We will not let the arbitration process be stultified," he added. The matter will be next heard on November 25th. The CJI has directed the parties to be present before the SIAC on November 28th. Moving on, the Commerce Ministry is in talks with the Finance Ministry to address fresh payment issues with Russia involving Indian exporters, an official source told Financial Express. He said while payments for Indian exporters are flowing in, efforts have been on to expedite the payment flow. All the issues raised by exporters are being looked into. In a meeting with Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal on November 7, some exporters had also flagged concerns about Sberbank, Russia's largest bank, charging a premium to settle trade payment, in addition to the delay in the flow of payments for supplies to Russia. Arun Kumar Garodia, chairman of engineering exporters body EEPC India, had said Sberbank was charging higher exchange rate than the market, leading to a rise in transaction costs. The meeting was convened to brainstorm ways to boost exports in times of a global turmoil. At present, Indian exporters are getting payments in the dollar or euro through small Russian banks that have not yet been sanctioned by the US and its allies in the wake of the Ukraine war. But the process is very time-consuming and causes delay in the payment flow. On to some more economy news. With state finances under strain due to declining on-tax revenues, relaunching on old pension schemes in some states and rise in subsidies, the Comptroller and Auditor General of India, G.C. Murmu, on Thursday asked accountants generals to improve reporting on the sustainability of state finances. Murmu also stressed strengthening the audits of local bodies given that 15th Finance Commission grant award of ₹4.36 trillion to support local governments for a five-year ending financial year 26. Addressing the AG's conference in New Delhi, Murmu said going forward, CAG's audit process management and guidance would focus on next steps towards strengthening local bodies' audit, identifying socially relevant audits and reporting on sustainability of state finances. Lastly, the Securities and Exchange Board of India is framing new guidelines to monitor social media financial influencers who are giving stock advice and recommendations on various platforms. Whole-time member S.K. Mohanty said on the sidelines of a CII conference on corporate frauds, governance and risk management. Currently, there isn't any regulatory framework or guidelines for such influencers, giving them a free run to give recommendations without a proper license. The market regulator has been worried about social media influencers for quite some time. Recently, SEBI chairperson Madhabi Puri Bhuj, while addressing the media, expressed concerns regarding this problem and said a segmented approach would be followed to deal with the issue of unsolicited social media stock tips. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express to stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.